Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Proud Praise and Ministry, Proud Praise and Deliverance Ministry. Today is February 22nd. I thank everybody for coming out. This morning we all going to agree together. That when two or more come together, there's power in the prayer. So as I'm praying, you put their names out there, agree, but be on mute. So this morning, Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father. Happy in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, not our name, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all your gifts given us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, we just thank you, Father, for the head of protection that you have around us and our family members, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just thank you for the peace, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, and the joy, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just thank you and praise you for financial blessings, Heavenly Father, for healing, Heavenly Father, for prosperity, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you for all that you do for us that we are not aware of and what we are aware of, Father, as all you're doing for us right now as we're on this line, Heavenly Father, all you're going to do for us in the future, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just thank you for our praise and deliverance. Deliver ministry, Lord, that we have a place to come early in the morning before the day began, to begin our day with you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 and we love you so heavily. Oh, yes, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for being our Father, being our friend. We just praise you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 we just praise you for who you are, the great I am, the creator of this universe, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we just thank you for allowing us to hear your voice, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 for speaking to us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for the healing of this land, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you for the healing of our bodies, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you for all the prayers that you have answered through this prayer line, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, and individual prayers, Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for answering those prayers, Lord. You're a mighty God, Lord, and you're faithful, Heavenly Father. You are trustworthy, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, and we love you more than words can explain, more than we can say, Lord. We had 10,000 tongues. It wouldn't be enough to praise you for who you are, your goodness and your mercy and your grace, Lord, and your favor. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you, praise you for the people you put in our life to help us with our walk in Christ, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Father, we just praise you for the comforter, Heavenly Father. Oh, Almighty God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Father, you are our strength and you are our power, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through you, Heavenly Father, who strengthen us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for helping us overcome this obstacle that comes in our way, Lord. Summon us and triple us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, mighty God. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for blessing the businesses, Lord, for providing shelter over our head, food in our mouth, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for making ways out of no ways, Lord, for opening doors that were closed to us, Lord, closing doors that need to be shut, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praise you for the renewing of our minds, Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Father, we just praise you for guiding us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just lift you up, Lord. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. For mercy renewing every day. Every day is a new day that we've never even been through, Lord. And we just thank you for each and every day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank you for being our Savior, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's no one like you. There's no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for all that is taking place in our life. Everything that's good comes from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we just thank you for the good that you pour in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are out there right now that's crying out to you, Lord, whatever their situation might be, Heavenly Father. Reach out and touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those people that don't have nowhere that's homeless, Heavenly Father. Lord, make a way for those homeless people, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, the businesses that's down, Lord. Blow them up, Lord. Make those businesses blossom, Heavenly Father. Oh, there's nothing you can't do, Lord. Lord, let them know that you are there with them, Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for the backsliders, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. And nursing homes, Heavenly Father. Those that are in the hospital, Heavenly Father. People that's in need of healing right now, Lord, that's on this line. Their family member that's in need of healing, Lord. The family members that are lost, Lord, that's not saved, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for the people that are struggling with eyesight, that lost their eyesight, or about to lose their eyesight, Heavenly Father. Touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Only a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that do not know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Put someone in their path, Heavenly Father. The people that in therapy, Heavenly Father, oh, touch them, Lord. Give them a home with a push, Lord, so they can get well, Lord, and leave that place, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, because you know some of them get there and they go in for therapy and never come out because they don't do what it takes to heal and get on with their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, a whisper from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that the lost loved one that have transitioned from this earth, Lord, transitioning from this earth, Lord. Give their family members comfort, Lord. Give them angels to comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. A prayer for those who can't get past losing their loved one, Lord. Only you can help them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, help those that can't get beyond that, that feel depressed, Lord. Oh, yes, that say they don't know what to do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, constant cry off and on, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Oh, strengthen them, Lord. Renew their minds, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. They need you, Lord. They need you, Heavenly Father. Oh, a touch from you, Lord. A touch from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we pray for businesses that's already in bloom, blossom, Lord. Let them expand even further, more greater than they ever thought. Imagine, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for marriages where there's chaos, Lord. Marriages where there's not understanding because there's no communication, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, you're needed in those marriages, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It needs you to mend those marriages, Lord. That your will be done in those marriages, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Where marriages, where people are being abused, Lord, physically and mentally or verbally, Lord. Lord, take care of that situation, Lord. Oh, yes, there's nothing you can't do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, just you let your will be done in the situations, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, and in relationships also, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. While there's those that are waiting on the right man, Lord, some might have been waiting for many, many years. Some may just decide to wait and put it in your hands, Lord. Lord, work it out for the man, the woman, whoever waiting on the right partner, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You know the people, your people that spend time with you, Lord, that love you, Lord. You know what they want, Lord, the type of man they want, Lord, or woman they want, Lord. Open that door that they can receive someone that loves, they'll love them the way they love, return the love that they give, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you continue lifting us up, Lord, holding us up, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that don't have peace in their life, Lord, oh, Lord, give them peace, Lord. Oh, yes, give them patience, Lord. Give them joy, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pour more of the Holy Spirit in them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Let them know, Lord. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that's weak, Heavenly Father, strengthen them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, reach out to the disobedient kids that disobedient to their elders, to their parents, Lord. Oh, and disrespect other kids, Lord. Lord, turn them around, Heavenly Father. Oh, turn them around. And those that's supposed to be learning in school that don't have a desire, Lord, you can give them a desire, Lord, that they want to get their education so they can go further in life, Heavenly Father. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, Lord, you know everything. You know every hair on our head, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you, whatever going on in the lives of the ones that's been here on this line before, those that still coming, those that coming in the future, Heavenly Father, oh, you know every need, every thought, every desire, Lord. Fill those needs, those desires, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Let them know that you are there with them, Heavenly Father. Oh, those that don't know, don't feel your presence, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, answer each and every heart desire, each and every prayer, Lord, each and every need, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some need one thing and some is for another thing. Some may not even be praying, Lord, but you answer, but you be there without even having to ask, Lord. You show up and show out, Lord. I pray that you continue showing up and showing out in our life, Lord, even when we do not ask, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, touch the people in the government, Lord. Oh, yes. In Congress, Heavenly Father. Oh, that they do the right by your people, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You are a way maker, Heavenly Father. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you know, there's nothing that you can't do, Heavenly Father. We ask you to just do your will in all these situations, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Father. We pray for protection over this ball. Kids, Heavenly Father, who can't talk, and those who are afraid to talk, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for the kids that are being molested, Lord, that being mistreated by their family members, people they don't know is going on, Lord. Put an end to it, Lord. Oh, and the kids that's out there hungry because their parents or parents is on drugs, Lord, and they're spending all the money up on dope, Heavenly Father. Whatever kind of dope it is, Lord, turn it around. Or them, they need help, Lord. They cannot help themselves, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that's on whatever kind of drugs they might be on, Lord. Lord, set them free, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Even those that don't want to be off of drugs, Lord, but their family members are praying for them, Lord, to be off of drugs, Lord. You can, even if they don't want it, Lord, you got a way of doing things. And nothing is possible for you, Lord. Oh, set them for drugs so their family can be free also, Lord. Oh, yes, for worrying, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, Almighty God. We just love you, Lord, with all our heart, Lord. There's no one like you, Heavenly Father. No one, Lord, and we are grateful to have you in our life, Lord, as our Father, as our friend. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, we just worship you, Lord. You come first in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We just praise you, Lord, and give you thanks, Lord. We worship you, Lord, for who you are, the great I am. And, Lord, I want to connect this, the Lord's prayer with all the prayers that are going on this line that's muted and prayers that are being prayed at this hour all over the land. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day and the people that we're praying for. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, Heavenly Father, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. And we pray not in our name, but in Jesus' name, we all agree. Amen, amen, amen. Again, for those who may listen here at Sister Pop, I want to thank you for coming. And today, I would like to speak on our soul. You know, the question is your soul contaminated? We have a row of green bushes around our house. They've been there for years. Just as healthy and lush as to be. But one day we noticed a section of the bushes started to look as though something was wrong. Those bushes were not as green and looked a little shriveled. A few weeks later, they were all dead. It was about 15 feet of bushes have a potential, but their soil is contaminated. Make an adjustment. God has done his part. He gives you what you need to live a victorious life. Now you need to protect that seed. I know a professional football player who was diagnosed with cancer. He had only been in the league a few years. His dream had came true. Then he was hit with this diagnosis. He could have fallen apart and gotten discouraged, but he didn't go there. He was living at home, and he told his mother that he didn't want anyone to use that word cancer in his house. He didn't want the word down in his spirit. He knew that if he was in a depressed atmosphere, they feel sorry for me. I'm not going to make environment he wouldn't get well. His attitude was, I am healed. I am whole. I will play football again. I will fulfill my destiny. God is bigger than what I'm facing. What was he doing? He was keeping his seed in good soil. He was creating an environment of victory. 2 years later, he was back in the lead. When you face difficulty, more than ever, you need to keep your mind filled with thoughts of faith, to surround yourself with people who will speak life and hope, people who will agree with what you're believing for. You can't afford to have people who are negative, discouraging, telling you how it doesn't look good. And my grandma and my grandmother died of the same thing. Do yourself a favor and stay away from them. Don't let them pollute your soul. They may be family, but you'll have to love them from a distance. What we have to do is find the right people. In the scripture, Jesus went to pray for a little girl who had died. When he arrived at the house, everyone in that crowd that had gathered there was crying and upset. Told them that she wasn't dead, that she was just asleep. They began to laugh and scoff. Jesus asked them to leave the room. He only allowed the parents and Peter, James, and John to stay. He spoke to the little girl, and she was healed. Why do you think Jesus had the others to leave? He could have healed the girl in front of everyone. He's God. It was because he was showing us the importance of having the right environment. Some people would talk you out of your dreams if you allow it. Their doubt and negative can rub off on you. You have to set some boundaries. I love you, but I'm not going to hang around you. I'm not going to let you poison me. I have a destiny to fulfill. I'm going to keep my seed in good soil. In previous chapter, we saw how 10 of the spies who Moses sent to spy out the promised land came back with their grasshopper mentality and said there was no chance they could take the land. Even though God had promised them the victory, and even though the other two spies, Joshua and Caleb, declared they were well able to take the land, the negative report spread throughout the camp. For long, all 2 million people were discouraged, complaining, and saying, Moses, let's go back to Egypt and be slaves again. They never did make it into the promised land. What happened, their soil became contaminated. That negative environment kept that seed from flourishing. The people with whom you surround yourself are extremely important. Don't hang around, can't do it, not going to happen. The dream is too big for you, people. Don't hang around those type of people. They say, yes, God promised it to you, but do you see how big the opposition is? You think you can get well? You can get out of debt, and you can break that addiction. I do see how. Do yourself a favor and find some different people. Find Joshua. Find Caleb. Find people who will fan your fire, not people who will throw water on your flame. Find people who will put their faith with yours. And say, if you believe, count me in. I'm believing with you. When Henry Ford had a dream to build a car with an engine, he started developing it. But everyone told him that it wouldn't work, that it wasn't a good idea, that nobody would want a car with a loud motor in it. He was about to stop when he attended a dinner where Thomas Edison was present. The two men had never met. Ford was introduced as the man trying to build a car that run on gasoline. Edison peppered Ford with questions. And when Ford outlined his plan, Edison's eyes lit up. He hit his fist on the desk and said, "You got it. A car that has its own power plant? That's a brilliant idea." Ford told how the friendship kept him going. Many of us wouldn't be driving a Ford if he hadn't found that good car. The critics and the naysayers are a dime a dozen. Out of the 12 spies sent into the promised land, 10 was negative. That's about average. 80% will tell you what you can't do. You have to find the 20% who will tell you what you can do. Most of the time, the majority won't encourage you, but they won't see what you see. You need to find a minority who will. So we have to protect our soul and find people who will fan your fire, not people who will throw water on your fire. So we just have to be careful who we be around. So y'all keep in mind, be careful who you be around. So right now, we are going to come in. And we're going to spend just a few minutes, and we're going to give God some praise. And after that, I'm going to see who's on the line and give you opportunity to pray. And if you're not able to pray, just say listening. So right now, everybody, unmute your phone and come in and give God a little praise. Hallelujah.
Father, Father, praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we worship you all today, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. Have a good day.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord, that you have given us joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, O God.
With joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that this joy downs in our souls, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my Father, my Father, we send praises unto your name, Father. Praises unto your name today, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, oh God. My God, we praise you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's Sister Sheila. I actually like y'all to pray for my health and healing. My asthma been bothering me, and I'm doing a treatment now, but I'm getting ready for work, and I just need for y'all to just pray with me that everything will be all right. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, this is Darlene. Good morning, everybody. I want to pray for my brother, Roderick. He has been released from the hospital today, and I thank you all for praying for him in the past. And he is at a point where they will be releasing him, so we pray that he will, his body will get strong because he is pretty weak, and also for his salvation. That's important. Also, we want to pray for Pastor Tim, who is having open-heart surgery this week. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Deborah, just listening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Glenda, I'm listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is...
You go ahead.
Oh, thank you. This is Scholastica. I'm listening, but I need prayer for traveling Mercy, and also for comfort for those people who lost their loved ones who are grieving right now. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lois, and I ask for prayer for Deacon Cedric Rosar and his family. On Friday, some guys busted into the house and shot up the house and shot his son, and he was killed in the shooting. I pray for strength for Cedric and his son, wife, and the family for strength to go through what they're going through. Their son was only 19, and it happened in Warner Robins, Georgia. And I ask for you all to continue to pray for my sister, Willa Mae, who's very confused, that God bring her through what she's going through. Thank
Amen.
You.
Anybody else?
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning. You say anybody else? Haven't given your name? Would like to give your name? Okay. I would like to also add the Bennett family. They lost a sister. Let's pray. It's a bunch of them. Let's pray for comfort for them. Okay. So is there anyone else? Praise report or testimony? Okay. Sister Sheila, I didn't hear you say listening. Are you able to pray?
No, I'm just going to listen because I'm going to do the treatment now. Like I said, I'm working on my breathing before I get to work.
Okay.
But I'll be praying with you.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
so y'all
pray
for
me,
please.
Thank you. Sister Chris,
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we worship your holy name this morning, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor, Jesus, because you're just great, Lord God. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that we're just able to come and just worship your holy name and be empowered this morning, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just lift you up, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord. You are deserving of all the praises, Jesus, Lord God, all the praises, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping our family members, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping those ones that we're praying for to come into the kingdom, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for every prodigal son and daughter right now, Lord God, that you would touch them, Lord God, and they will come back to the kingdom, Father God. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you keep our family safe, Lord God. Lord God, every iniquity, Lord God, everything in high places, Lord God, we ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, any principalities and spirits, Lord God, we bind those things right now, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for my nephew Caleb, Lord God, that you keep him, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give him a renewed mind and a renewed spirit, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you be the lamp in his footsteps, Lord God. Guide him, help him to make good decisions, Father God. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, that you keep each and every one of my nephews, Jesus, TJ, Jadon, and Kenyon, Father God, Sierra, and Joshua, and Jadon, Father God. Lord God, keep Denver and Dallas, Lord God. Lord God, make them strong and mighty women of God, Lord God. Help them to understand how to call on the name of the Lord, and you will hear them, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just pray right now for each one of their salvations, Lord God. I pray for the salvation of my sisters, Lord God, that they will lean on you and not in their own understanding, Father God, that you will reach them and touch them right now in their situation, whatever is going on in their lives, Lord God. Only you know, Lord God, but I know you can and you will, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for keeping my parents, Father God, keeping their health, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for being able to wake up, Lord God, in my right mind and praise you, Lord, and give you all the glory. You deserve so much, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for a constant change, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping us focused, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for helping us to understand that we are the head and not the tail, and we can do all things through Christ, Lord God. Lord God, help us not to be downtrodden today, Lord God, but look up to the hills which cometh our help, Lord God, because our help cometh from the Lord, Jesus, Lord God. You are our redeemer, Lord God. You are our vindicator, Lord God. Lord God, you are our cornerstone, Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to be complacent, Jesus, Lord God, when we come to you, Lord God. Help us to not be just complacent, Lord God, but help us to reach up and get that manna, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to understand, Lord God, that you are the part of the Red Seas, Lord God. Lord God, that no matter what's behind us, Lord God, or what's in front of us, Jesus, Lord God, you are the way and the only way, Lord God. We can do all things through you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, just like you was with Moses, Lord God, you said, I will be with you, Lord God, like as I was with Moses, Lord God. So, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are with us, Lord God, in everything that we do, Lord God. We can't do anything without you, Lord God. Lord God, for you, Lord God, we have our being, Lord God, inside of you, Lord God. I thank you for the strength, Lord God. I thank you for the renewing of the mind, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, as we go about our day-to-day, Lord God, help us to command our day, Lord God, that we will receive good news, Lord God. Lord God, we will receive favor. We will receive grace today, Lord God. We will receive an abundance in Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, that we will have favor, Jesus, favor with man, favor with those that's making decisions over our life, Lord God, that you will make every crooked place straight, Lord God. Lord God, everything that's been said and spoken over our life, Lord God, we bind that thing down right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know that we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God, that strengthened us, Jesus, Lord God. I bind all distractions, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, as we sow seeds, Lord God, that you will water it and watch it grow, Lord God, that you will give us the harvest, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for you said the harvest is many, but the laborers is few, Lord God. Lord God, help us to, Lord God, labor in the kingdom, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be kingdom finances, Lord God. Help us to pay our tithes, Father God. Lord God, because it's all yours, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to give, Lord God. Give, Lord Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for being my author and my finisher, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for never giving up on me, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for that good work that you started in each and every one of us, Lord God. Lord God, that you're going to continue it, Lord God. Lord God, that your word does not return void, Jesus, Lord God, but it goes out and does just what you set it out to do, Jesus, Lord God, and I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we're new creatures in Christ, Lord God, that we can take off the old man, Jesus, Lord God. We don't have to worry about our past, Lord God, because of you, Lord God. We are new creatures of Christ, Lord God. I thank you for the renewing, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for renewing your anointing with us, Lord God. Your covenant, Lord God, never changes, Jesus, Lord God, and I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for making us more than conquerors, Lord God. We're going to stand up. We're going to walk in the truth of Jesus Christ today, Lord God, that we could do all things, Jesus, not some things, but all things, Lord God. And I give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Thank
you, Sister Prince. I ask everyone to get something to write with and write on. And the reason I ask is because it may be a time that somebody come might be ready and willing and come to the line, and there may not be an opportunity to pray. So what I would like to do is if you know, if anybody know in advance, which I will continue offering, but if you know in advance you want to sing a song or you want to know you definitely want to pray, because I'm sure it could be a time, I think maybe I had in the past year, I said, made up my mind to pray and wasn't offered. So I want you all to be able to call me and say, hey, I would like to sing a song on Monday, or I would like to pray on Monday. So let me give you my number. My area code is 478. The number is 258-7147. Again, it's 478-258-7147, and it's Alice Marie. You can say Alice or Marie or Alice Marie, whichever. So I just want y'all to have that number in case you want to decide God touch your heart, because you never know what God's going to do. Touch your heart and for you to sing a song, or to, you definitely know you want to do a prayer, because maybe one day everybody decides, nobody may say this. And so I don't know who to call, so just feel free to use that number. So, and I like to also share with everybody that, you know, a lot of times we have to be careful what we speak out of our mouth. Like they said, that negative, we have to erase all that negative. We have to stay positive, you know. We can't be using words, I don't know what to do, because we do know you care to God, you know what I'm saying? What man can't help us, God can. So we have to take it to God, and, you know, and we have to speak positive things, you know. You know what you want. You have to claim it. You have to speak it into your life, you know. And, you know, and God is available 24 hours. So we have to, you know, rely on him, Lord, and talk to him, you know. Just like you talk to your sister, your mama, your brother, your kids, you talk to God the same way. And like I said, I know a lot of times I tell people, you have a blessed week, you know. It might be Sunday. Have a blessed week, because it started on Sunday, the new week. And they say, I'll try. Like, amen. I said, just receive it. I'm going to tell, and I tell them again, have a blessed week. And they'll say, okay. So we have to, you know, when people give us something, we have to receive it. You know what I'm saying? We can't be saying, okay, or it ain't going to happen. And I've had people say, no, that ain't going to happen. But if we always speaking, it's not going to happen, or okay, I may say, how you doing? I'm pretty good. If you want to move up, I'm pretty good. You got to go to good, because I don't care what we're going through, there's always somebody worse off than us. And so we are doing good. And if you claim good, you're gonna be good. But if you're always saying okay, even though you be in pain, you still doing good. You might say, I'm in pain, I'm doing good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to lie about your situation. But if you're in pain, somebody can't get out of bed. So you're doing good. If you want to share, I'm in pain, I'm doing good. I'm in pain, I'm doing good. You know? But we have to graduate from where we are. And if you're stuck in that box, always saying okay and pretty good, how can things get better? You know, we speak things into existence. So I just want to share that with you all. And I want to thank you for coming out on Monday. And another thing I want to share with you, I remember when I first started this prayer line years ago, I used to lay in the bed, I'm telling you, and I used to fall asleep. The more I got on it, then I realized I could not lay in the bed with the light out, because I'm going to fall asleep. And when I did, I used to feel bad, because I used to get a mist. I'm like, darn, I got up and I missed it. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started this prayer line, I wasn't where I'm at today. And I'm back then, I used to drink back then. So, you know, I just drank and stayed up late. And then when they asked me to ask people to pray. Say pray, you know, say listen. I had a bad habit. I used to listen because I didn't feel that I should be praying because of what I done. You know, what I done the weekend, you know, or all week. So I just let somebody else pray. But that's when we need to pray. God don't look at what we done done. You know, he look at, you know, look into our heart, you know. So I have came a mighty long way, you know, since I was on the, since then, you know, because I would say listen. But now it's totally different. And so we can't let the devil hold us back because we drank it. And even if we stay up late, we don't, you know, if you lay down, you're bound to fall asleep. So, and I encourage people when somebody is praying and they hit something, you throw your, you know, when they're praying, throw it out there. You're on mute, but throw it out there because we all is agreeing, you know, when we're praying. So I just want everybody to just keep looking up to God and
just keep
coming back. And lately I haven't put anything out there, but I do give the numbers out. We encourage people to come to this line because it has done a lot for me. That's why I'm still coming back. I am still coming back because I know what God is doing. And so right now we are at the top of the hour, so I'm going to turn over to Pastor Darlene so she can ask her to do the prayer request and pray and take us out. And everybody have a blessed week in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, my sister Marie. You have done a fabulous job this morning. We appreciate your word concerning is your soil contaminated? I don't know who was not here earlier, but she gave a good information about not having people around us who are not with the program that we are on or not having the faith that we have and maybe having negative words. So we want to keep that in mind that, you know, where you, people that you run around with, the words that my mom used to tell us is that the birds of a feather flock together. So, and the word also tells us that how can two walk together unless they agreed. So we have to be with people who agree with what God has in store for us. So thank God for our Sister Marie this morning. So, Lord God Almighty, we just thank you for each and every sister and brother who's here today. We thank you, Lord, today for the love that you have given us, oh God, for one another as we are working together for a common goal, and that's to see people's lives change, to see people come to Jesus Christ, to see the healing, oh God. Father, this morning we're praying for Pastor Tim, oh God, who will be having his open heart surgery. We ask you, Father, Lord, you can supernaturally fix his heart where he will not have to have the surgery. But if he goes to surgery, Lord, we ask you to help the doctors to be alert that whatever they need to do, oh God, that they will do it right, oh God, that there will not be any complications. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for his complete healing. Pray for his wife, oh God, as she's supporting him during this time of his life, oh God. We just ask you, Lord, today to bless that family and to heal Pastor Tim. Lord, we do pray for Roderick, oh God, as he's being released from the hospital today, that he will get to know you, Father, in the part of his sins, that his body will be strengthened, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he will be cooperative with those who will be helping him, oh God, all the family members, oh God, who will be there, oh God, Rosalind and Frank and Darlene and Janice and whoever else will come, Lord, to support his healing, oh God, and support him while he's mending. We thank you for Benita as she is preparing to come to help out too, oh God. We just pray, God, today for each and every one who will be there to help our brother Roderick. Lord, we pray for Sister Linda, who is retiring, oh God. You know, Father, all about the situation with her housing, God. We pray for your intervention, Lord, that the landlord would use kindness, oh God, towards this lady in the name of Jesus, my God. My God, my God, I just come against every evil and wicked thing that would come into this landlord's mind, oh God. We ask you, Lord, today to give her some kindness towards her tenant, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we know, Father, sometimes because of the economy, people are just so greedy, and they just want to do whatever they can to get money. So I pray, God, today for just some kindness in this situation. We pray, God, today for April that you will touch her mind, oh God. Help her to have a clear mind, oh God. She will not have the spirit of fear, but of love, power,
and a sound mind. So I decree and declare a sound mind for April, Lord, and pray for her husband, Dad, and all those who are supporting her and helping her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that Jesus healed the lunatic, and he can heal this lady, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for that, oh God. And, Lord, we pray for our sister Sheila, oh God. Ask you, Lord, to heal her, heal her from the asthma condition. Lord, help her to breathe normally, Father. Lord, we ask you to just touch her body instantly, oh God. Help her to be able to go and do the things that she needs to do, that there will not be excessive coughing or heaving of the chest or whatever there is there that is happening with the asthma, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you can supernaturally heal her completely from the asthma, Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, we decree and declare healing for Sheila in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord. We pray, God, today for our pastor, Scholastica, as she is preparing to travel. Protect her, Lord, wherever she's going, oh God. Lord, whatever vehicle she will be in, oh God. I pray, God, today if there's anything that would try to get in the way, oh God, that you remove it, Father, that she will have safe passage there and returning home, God, and anybody else who is traveling. In the name of Jesus, Apostle Horsley, as he travels constantly, Lord, protect him and his vehicle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Willie Mae, God. We come against the spirit of confusion. We pray, God, today that you heal her mind, God, and touch her body, Father. Help her to know that you are there for her, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray, God, today for the Bennett family, oh God, who had lost a loved one, oh God, and many others who are out there who have lost loved ones in the storms, oh God, in the bad weather, Lord, in the tornadoes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, people who have frozen to death, Lord, people who have died of carbon monoxide, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just pray, God, today for just these family members, oh God, who are mourning, the family members who are distraught, even the family member whose son got shot, God. We pray, God, today that you help to bring healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We just pray, God, today, even the perpetrators who killed this boy, that they will be found and put in jail and serve a sentence, oh God, for this heinous crime against this child, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. That's a horrible thing, oh God, to have your child shot, oh God. So we pray for this family, God. Heal the hurt, God. Heal the pain, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, oh God. My Jesus. I pray for healing for this family and the families who have lost their children, lost their loved ones, lost babies, oh God, even babies who were born prematurely, oh God. We pray for those too, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So I pray, God, today for each and every one, oh God, who's here, all of our families, God, those families who do not know you and the pardon of their sins, draw them to you, God. We know, God, today that you're beckoning them. I pray, God, that they will heed your call, Lord. Take the darkness from around their eyes, oh God. Lord, give them the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. Take away the stony heart, oh God, and give them a heart of flesh, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are resistant, oh God, that they will become pliable in your hands, oh God, that you will be able to mold them and shape them and fashion them after your will, God, while they are yielded and still, oh God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, God, today for all good things, oh God, that come from you, oh God. Lord, in this hour, in this day, oh God, we decree and declare that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, today for each and every person as we go about our business, oh God, that you protect us even from the COVID-19, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and those who have taken the shot, God, I pray against adverse reactions, oh God. We've heard of some things, oh God, that were not so good from people taking that shot, God. I ask you, Father, today to heal those, oh God, who are sick, Lord. I pray any kind of sickness, oh God, any kind of disease, oh God. We know, God, today that you can heal, you can deliver, and you can set the captives free, God. And I pray for this government, God, that the government will make the right decisions, that they will give the right information, oh God, that they will not just do whatever they want to, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will consider the citizens of the United States of America who put them in their office, oh God. I ask you, Father, today that there will be some love across this nation. We need love, oh God. And I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to help us all, oh God, to show love one to another on a continuous basis. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise your holy and righteous name. Amen, amen, and amen. So before we go, I just decree and declare that every wicked and evil word has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. I pray that the Father will send it back to the sender, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we shall continue to see our families blessed, and we thank God today that we will resist the devil and he will flee. I decree that we seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord God Almighty is with us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. So let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I'm grateful for you being here, and we will come back tomorrow, same station, same time, and we will continue the work of the Lord. Amen. Go in peace and be whole. Amen. Love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.